I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in Turkey in war-ravaged Syria surged through the frigid night into Tuesday, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 4,000 people and toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. 19-year-old Syrian immigrant Elia Mamouri, who is translating what his father, Bassam Mamouri, is saying on the phone. The conditions in Syria are not good on the ground. Bassam is an Orthodox priest who has been sheltering with his flock at the church.
They feel special. They are in winter right now, and if they go to outside and they don't have any like heat or anything or any electric, so this is what happened with them right now.
Authorities fear the death toll from Monday's pre-dawn earthquake is going to continue to rise. Several departments within the Biden administration are defending the decision to wait to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon and say it was the president's orders to strengthen the U.S. defense system that led to its detection.
U.S. Northern Command General Glenn Van Herk says the military protected U.S. secrets as the surveillance balloon flew over.
Prevent any intel collection.
And collected data on it. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says because of President Biden's orders to strengthen defense against Chinese spying, they were able to detect the balloon and historically look back to see it had happened several times during the Trump administration.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to expand its combat exercises and strengthen war preparedness as he looks to escalate an already provocative run in weapons demonstrations in the face of deepening tensions with his neighbors in Washington. Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Officials said Monday that the intense fighting that has raged on for weeks continued around the city of Bakhmut and another nearby town. They are located in the Donetsk region, which, with neighboring Luhansk region, makes up the Donbas industrial areas that border Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin is hungry for some battlefield success to mark the anniversary of his invasion on February 24th. President Joe Biden delivers a State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on this Tuesday night. And behind him, wielding the gavel, will be the new Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I thought this was a good meeting.
That was the House Speaker last week at the White House after meeting with Biden on raising the nation's borrowing limit. Ahead of the president's State of the Union address, McCarthy told reporters,
"Our debt is now a greater burden than it has been at any time since World War II.
Republicans have refused to raise the debt limit unless Biden accepts cuts in federal spending. But Biden says it's not up for negotiation. Congress must pay the nation's bills or the country will face economic calamity. McCarthy's response,
"We must commit to finding common ground on a responsible debt limit increase."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Landslides triggered by steady rain swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in southern Peru, killing at least 36 people, according to authorities. William Gutierrez, a civil defense official in the municipality in Camana province, told local radio RPP that 36 bodies had been recovered in a remote sector. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.